The Maine Department of Corrections says it's taking steps to improve the Long Creek Youth Development Center in South Portland. An independent audit recently found serious safety and other deficiencies at the juvenile correctional facility. But DOC administrators say they are filling staff vacancies, hiring more mental health workers, and undertaking a new initiative to treat kids with serious mental illness in the community. Susan Sharon has more.
At some point last summer, Maine Governor Paul LePage called the leaders of the Departments of Corrections, Health and Human Services, and Education into his office, and he gave them a mandate. Corrections Commissioner Dr. Joseph Fitzpatrick says he asked them to overhaul the juvenile mental health system in the state so that kids with mental illness get adequate support in their communities. Fitzpatrick says recent surveys found more kids than ever were arriving at Long Creek with complex mental health issues. More than 40% have been in residential treatment.
There was a significant number of those kids having been in psychiatric hospitals, had major psychiatric diagnoses, had been in therapeutic group homes. They were kids coming in the door with a level of mental health need that we had never seen before.
So in the past 4 months, under the leadership of DHHS, Fitzpatrick says those departments are working to fulfill the governor's mandate. How they'll create the system and what it will entail remains unclear. At a briefing with reporters on Thursday, Fitzpatrick directed all questions about the mental health initiative for youth to DHHS. Calls and emails to the department were not returned, but here's one advocate's quick take on the task at hand.
The children's mental health system, children's behavioral health system in Maine is really in disarray.
Peter Rice is the legal director for Disability Rights Maine, who says having the three departments collaborate on a new approach for mental health treatment for youth is welcome news, but there are big hurdles to overcome.
There's not enough providers. There's home and community-based services across the state. There are some parts where kids have been waiting over a year for Section 28 services, which are services for kids with autism and developmental disabilities.
Still, Rice says the most important thing is to address kids' mental health needs and to avoid improper placement at Long Creek. Commissioner Fitzpatrick, whose background and training is as a psychologist, says it's been his priority even before an audit by the Washington, D.C.-based Center for Children's Law and Policy found that chronic staffing shortages, combined with the severe mental health problems of youth, were creating dangerous and harmful conditions and practices at Long Creek. Those include high numbers of youth engaging in self-harm, frequent assaults, and the inappropriate use of force. Staff were getting burned out and leaving. Others were being required to fill in. And more than 5,000 hours of overtime was logged so far this year.
The audit report said you really have to recruit and put a major effort in recruitment and retention of staff. So we have brought our staff to a full contingency where the positions we need are staffed.
Since July, 30 vacant line staff positions have been filled. In addition, 8 acuity and mental health technicians are coming aboard. Those are new positions to address mental health needs inside Long Creek. And Fitzpatrick says they are already making a difference.
I think we're safer today than we probably were 3 months ago, 6 months ago. Some of that is because the staffing is up. Some of it is because of some of the changes we've made.
And, says Fitzpatrick, there will be more changes to come. The DOC plans to privatize special education at Long Creek after the audit found it was not meeting its legally mandated obligation for special education services. But Allison Bie of the ACLU of Maine says one of the biggest problems identified in the audit is that most kids at Long Creek are there for low-level offenses. They're kids as young as 13, she says, who are not getting their needs met.
It's great if a commissioner can take isolated steps to improve conditions in this moment, but the fundamental truth is that there are no Band-Aids to fix this. The only way to really solve the problem is to do what science tells us, what all the experts tell us, which is to get kids out of prison. They don't belong there, they're not safe, and we can do a lot better.
The current number of youth at Long Creek is 68. That's down from a high of more than 300 a decade ago. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.